This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو 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 تحب العفو فاعف عنا. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصرنا على القوم، ثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل بيتي مؤمنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات ولا تزد الظالمين إلا تبارا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا تقبل صيامنا. والله accept our fasting يا الله. اللهم تقبل صيامنا. اللهم تقبل صيامنا. اللهم تقبل قيامنا. Oh Allah, accept our standing by night and prayer, يا الله. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا يا أرحم الراحمين. Oh Allah, we ask you with all of the good that we have put forward that is not enough to save ourselves without your mercy, Ya Allah. O Allah, we put and acknowledge all of the kindness that you have shown us, the mercy and the blessings that you have sent and graced us with, Ya Allah. O Allah, we acknowledge all of your favors, but we ask you to show us forgiveness for our mistakes, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, bless us with the Qur'an. Allahumma ja'alna min ahli al-Qur'an. O Allah, make us of the people of the Qur'an. O Allah, allow us to learn of it what we don't know, and permit for us to be remembered, remembering what we may have forgotten of it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to remember of it what we may have been led to forget, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to illuminate our hearts with your words, Ya Allah, to release our stress with its rhythm and its rhyme, Ya Allah. O Allah, elevate our spirit with its message and make us better people because of us following it, Ya Allah. O Allah, cleanse our hearts and protect us from falling into greater error because of its teachings, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to make the Qur'an a shifa and a healing for us, Ya Allah. Allahumma aj'al Qur'an a shifa'an lana, Ya Allah. Allahumma shfina bil Qur'an wa natadawa bil Qur'an, Ya Allah. O Allah, make the Qur'an a healing for us and allow us to cure one another with it, Ya Allah. O Allah, allow the barakah of the Qur'an to seep in every aspect of our life, Ya Allah. O Allah, increase us with your love, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O Allah, increase us with wisdom on account of our taqwa of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cure us, Ya Allah, with the Qur'an and protect us with its blessing, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Waliy al-Mustad'afeen, you are the one who protects the weak and the needy, Ya Allah. O Allah, we call upon you and we ask you with every name that is blessed that you have sent us and have taught us and revealed in your book and given it to your creation, or the names that describe you that have been kept with you, Ya Allah. We ask you with your most beautiful names and your most complete attributes that belong only to you and none other than you, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Wali, Ya Azim, Ya Malik al-Mulk, Ya Dhal Jalal wal-Ikram, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Dhal Jalal wal-Ikram. We ask you by all of your blessed names, Ya Allah, to send your choice of salah upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. O Allah, make our salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the means of removing our distress and the means for healing our anger, healing us from anger and from resentment, Ya Allah. O Allah, make the salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reason for his shafa'ah for us on the Day of Judgment, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O Allah, grant us a death with the shahada on our tongue and grant us the death of the martyrs and the shuhada, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O Allah, allow us to live a long life serving your faith, teaching your book, leading to the sunnah of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, allow us to have good expectations and husnul dhann with you, Ya Allah, that we only see of that which we know of you, that which is good, Ya Allah. O Allah, allow us to arrive into the next life having returned to you with tawbah and repentance, Ya Allah. O Allah, protect us from one Ramadan to the next, Ya Allah. O Allah, preserve us and elevate us and assist us and help us, Ya Allah, in all of that which life is about to bring and throw at us, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to keep us free from fear and from anxiety and from terror in this life and on the Day of Judgment, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to be Al-Afu, the one who loves to forgive and pardon. Ya Allah, Ya Afu, innaka tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. O Allah, you are the one who is the pardoner, the one who loves to pardon. Ya Allah, pardon our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive us our sins that we ourselves have forgotten of, Ya Allah. O Allah, allow us to ask you for forgiveness for the sins that we have not paid attention to, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant us a heart that is full of tranquility and peace, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant us the ability to forgive others, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O Allah, grant us softness in speech and protect our tongues from lying and exaggerating and dishonesty, Ya Allah. O Allah, protect us from backbiting and slandering others or hearing it from others and not defending them in their absence, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to grant us as-sabr al-jameel, beautiful patience in all of our circumstances that we can endure and move forward in life. O Allah, allow us to be able to be resilient and to stand up after falling down, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant us the correct aqeedah and belief in you, Ya Allah. Make us from those who believe in you as was believed in you by the Prophet and the Sahaba, Ya Allah. O Allah, make excellent our memory and our knowledge of the deen, Ya Allah, with the dalil of the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we ask you to bless us and our parents, to forgive us and them, and to grant them good health if they are remaining with us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, those whose parents have passed away, send light upon their grave and expand it for them and give them a seat that leads them to Jannah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us a sadaqa jariya on behalf of our parents, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, we ask you to bless our siblings who are not yet married and our loved ones with partners who will love them and cherish them and hold them in harmony, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, there's a lot of our brothers and sisters who complain of dissension and difficulty in their home life. Oh Allah, bind them together with your love and with the love they have for each other. Oh Allah, allow them to overcome their differences if that is what is best for them, and allow them to separate amicably and break their bond if that is what is best for their dunya and akhirah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, remove oppression from our heart and its calculation in our minds, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to raise righteous children and make them a sadaqa jariya for us as we are sadaqa jariya for our parents, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, help us to leave behind a legacy in our children who will be nurtured with a level of humility before you, Ya Allah. Allow us to leave this dunya with the best of legacies from our offspring in our name, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to help us to see our faults so that we may correct it before it's too late, Ya Allah. Allahumma, oh Allah, you are the only one who is in power of our rizq, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if our rizq is in the heavens, rain it down upon us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if our rizq is beneath the earth, extract it for us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us not to sit and rest until we have earned what you have promised us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to gather that which you have promised us in this dunya and lead us into the happiness of the akhirah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, increase us in our rizq and put barakah in it. Oh Allah, we ask you to give us rizq that is sufficient and enough that doesn't distract us from you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, don't let our aim be the dunya, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, let our aim be the akhirah and give us the dunya because of our akhirah search, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to make us from those who are courageous and confident and positive people, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to forgive the ummah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, accept our dua and our ibadah and our deeds. Allahumma taqabbal dua'ana. Allahumma taqabbal dua'ana. Allahumma taqabbal dua'ana. Allahumma inna atayna babika ya rabbal alameen. Oh Allah, we stand before your door, Ya Allah. La laysa lana babun siwa. Ya Allah, there is no door that we will stand in attention at but yours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we stand before you seeking you, Ya Allah, and none but you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have no master, no power, no authority that we know more than you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are the giver, you are the taker, you are the elevator, you are the one who humbles, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to give us good in this life and good in the next life and to protect us from the punishment of the grave, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, invite us to your house, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there are those who are saying Ameen who have not been to Hajj and they worry about whether they will be able to go to Hajj, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow all of us to visit your blessed house, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make those of us who are sincere able to have a blessed Hajj that is maqbool and mabroor from them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, those of us who have been to the Hajj, return us so that we can serve your Ibadur Rahman, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow us to serve the Hujjaj, that we exert our bodies and our wealth to give them the best of experiences, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to shade us on the Day of Judgment under your Arsh on the Day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, shield us and increase us and protect us and love us and show us your mercy and barakah, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us loving spouses with loving children, with loving families, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, remove dissension and hatred from our hearts, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, we ask you with the dua of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dua that is recommended for us in Laylatul Qadr. Oh Allah, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma aghfir lana khatayana wa jahlana wa israfana fi amrina. Oh Allah, forgive us all of our sins and our ignorance and our excesses. وَمَا أَنْتَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِ مِنَّا. And what you know of us that we have forgotten and don't are unaware, Ya Allah. Allahumma اغفر لنا حزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا وكل ذلك عندنا. Oh Allah, we ask you to forgive us any sins that we have committed, whether in jest or seriousness, whether in error or deliberation, and everything from us, Ya Allah. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. Oh Allah, forgive us our past and our present, that which we have committed secretly and openly. Oh Allah, we ask you, because you know more of us than we know of ourselves, to forgive us our sins, Ya Allah. نستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه. أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. Oh Allah, there are some of us whose family are unwell. Oh Allah, there are those of us whose parents are unwell, or brothers or sisters or extended family are unwell. Oh Allah, we've been asked to make dua for the sick and the needy. We make the dua of the Prophet ﷺ. Allahumma rabban nas. Oh Allah, you are the Lord of humanity. Idhhab al-bas. Oh Allah, remove the harm. Ishfi anta shafi. Heal them. You are the only one who heals. Shifa and la. A healing, Ya Allah, that comes from you, لا يغادر سقما, that leaves no ailment behind. اللهم رب الناس إذا بالبأس إشفي أنت الشافي شفاء لا يغادر سقما. اللهم رب الناس إذا بالبأس إشفي أنت الشافي شفاء لا يغادر سقما. Oh Allah, we ask you to give happiness and delight to those who find themselves in sorrow and difficulty, to enrich those who are in need, and that you can provide for them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, anyone who has asked us dua, oh Allah, allow a dua to reach them, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min amal. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah and everything that brings us closer to it, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us from hellfire and anything that brings us closer to it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us from those who are faizin, muflihin, Ya Allah. Let us be from those who are successful, those who have attained to the success of this dunya and akhirah. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aghfir lana adh-dhunub ya arhamar rahimin wa taqabbal tawbatana fi hadha ash-shahr al-mubarak. Oh Allah, accept our repentance in this blessed month and increase us all in good by your permission, ya arhamar rahimin. Oh Allah, we ask you to open our hearts to find generosity for those who are needy, those who are near us, and those who are distant. Oh Allah, we ask you to open, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, the doors for us and for those who are loved ones to that which is blessed and pleasing to you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, send your greatest salutations upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana an subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik wa tahiyyatum fiha salam. وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله رب العالمين وصل اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. I do always remind you to give charity, especially in the last 10 days, and I do want to remind you once again of my program and project to fund the scholarships and the sponsorships for 1,000 orphans. Alhamdulillah, we're doing so well with the sponsorship at the moment. And I thought I would just share my screen with you. Every day I release, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, a new set of orphans that we are trying to look after. This is day 3 of 10. These are some of the names of these beautiful, beautiful orphans. We have Hassan, 9 years old in Lebanon, Noor, age 7 in Lebanon. And when you put it, you can choose which name you want, and we will, inshallah, endeavor to make sure that they are reserved. One sister has already asked for Sajid, who is age 6 and in Palestine. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him in her scale on the Day of Judgment. We have Abdul Kafi in Somalia, age 7. We have Mehr in age 14 in Pakistan. We have Ata, age 14. Fayez in age 13 in Pakistan. We have Hanin in Lebanon, Syrian refugees. We have Abdul Karim, a refugee, age 9, our orphan in Lebanon. We have 100 names that have been published for our third day, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from us. I have put the donation column in the comment. Please do see it. MashaAllah, today I also was very happy to see that in Yemen, there was 300 provisions, food distribution for 300 blind men and women in Yemen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to facilitate al-khayr. These are all pictures from this Ramadan for their iftar, hot iftar to these orphans in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them ease and comfort and assistance. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and I from those who are supporting them. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, wa Ya Waliy al-Mustada'afeen. I once again put in the comments the link, inshallah. You can donate through my Facebook, or you can donate through the Just Giving page. It's not the amount that matters. Put your niyyah in your trust in Allah, and may Allah return to you more than you have given. May Allah support you in giving towards others. Allahumma ameen. If you are watching on my Instagram, click on the link in my bio. It'll take you right there. Do your part. Be the change. May Allah make it easy for all of us. May Allah accept our dua. Wa salli lahuma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.